WENHD2, Burlington, Philadelphia.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see you. Glad to see you this morning and glad to be with you today. Glad to be with you today here at WWDB. I'm hearing a bit of an echo on the show. Maybe my producer, if you come in the studio for a second and hear what I'm hearing. Oh, I know what's wrong. You know what? I'm going to take a quick break. If we could play a commercial right quick, and I will do what I'm supposed to do here in the studio. This is WWDB, and this is the Allegheny West Radio Show. We'll be right back at you in a second.
For everyone who drives a motor vehicle. Every day, an average of 2 emergency responders are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive. Others are critically injured and can no longer perform their life-saving jobs. In 2019, 44 emergency responders were struck and killed while working to help others on the road. Sadly, it looks like that number will be even higher in 2020. Firefighters, police officers, paramedics, tow truck operators, and every responder needs your help, and they need it now. Do your part to keep everyone safe on the road. When you see flashing lights of any color on the road ahead of you, slow down, move over, and give them room to work. It's the law in Pennsylvania. Police are cracking down and penalties for violators are on the rise. This message is brought to you by PennTime and the Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania traffic incident management at penntime.com.
Glad to be here. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday. It's Wednesday, September the 13th, 2023. I think I'm Thera Martin. Good morning, everybody. I tell you, it's been an interesting morning. I started my morning out very early today, something like 4 a.m. Why am I up at 4 a.m. listening to the rain falling down, right? Why am I up that early? But that's what happened. I didn't go back to sleep, got busy, and just feel a little weird today. I don't know. It's very dreary outside right now. It is very dreary looking outside, very cloudy. It's dark and all of that. But it's another day that God woke us up. And I'm going to look at it like this. It's been liquid sunshine. We had liquid sunshine, and it helped to clean our streets and our sidewalks. And maybe some of us who haven't washed our cars in a while, it helped to clean them too. So it's all good. It really is. This is the Allegheny West Radio Show, and I'm your host, Thera Martin. We want you to know that the Allegheny West Radio Show is brought to you by the Allegheny West Foundation, working every single day to lift up our community and to strengthen small businesses in our part of North Philadelphia. It is now 8:02 in the morning, and we're glad to be here, glad for this day, and excited about what we're going to do on the program today. We're going to have a great show. We're going to be talking with Stacy Shields Esquire, first of all. She will join us at about 8:10 this morning. About 8:10 this morning, Stacy Shields Esquire will be on the line with us, and she's going to talk some legal talk with us today, some things that we need to think about as grown folk. What kind of legal paperwork should we have in order? Let me see. We'll let Stacy Shields tell you. She's going to talk about her law firm and the services that she provides at Stacy Shields Law Group. She'll talk a little bit about her background as well. So I am excited about introducing to some and presenting to others Stacy Shields Esquire, proud graduate of Cheney University. And she'll tell you more about herself when she arrives. Then a little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk with Dr. Sherlana Dash. She's a COO of a nonprofit organization called Self Incorporated. And they're opening a new service center today at 12 noon today for teenagers, homeless teenagers. So it'll be services for homeless teenagers, Self Inc. And I have been familiar with Self Inc. Oh, my goodness, 30 some years. at least. They're a long-standing organization in the city of Philadelphia, drug recovery program and all of that, and now reaching out to work with teens. And so I'm looking forward to being able to learn more myself about what Self, Inc. is doing. And they are having this big event, 12 noon today. You remember the name Wilson Good, right? Our first African-American mayor of the city of Philadelphia. Well, he's the chairman of the board of Self, Inc., and I'm told he's going to be out there today at 12 noon for this gathering where they're going to give all the specifics and unveil this new teen program for homeless teens. And so I was looking at my calendar to see if I thought I might be able to swing by there. Allegheny West Foundation is not having a food giveaway today. Wow. So that means my Wednesday will be a little bit different than my Wednesdays have been for mostly all of the summer of 2023. It was like every Wednesday I come in, I do this program, the Allegheny West Radio Show, and I mean, I'm like got the fire under my feet to leave from here to get to North Philadelphia to a food giveaway. But today I can go, still have things to do, a lot of things to do, but I don't have to break my neck to hurry up and get to the Panatti Recreation Center on North 22nd Street this morning, because we're not having a food giveaway today. Our next food giveaway with the Allegheny West Foundation, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, Philabundance, and the Share Food Program will be next Wednesday, September the 20th. 10 a.m. is when we start giving out the food, okay? But no food giveaway on today. No food giveaway on today. All right. So something else I needed to share with you before we jump to our first guest. And I can't wait to do that, though. Weather forecast for today. All right. Heavy rain moved in and out early this morning, but it will stay rather humid until tomorrow. We understand as we looked at the Channel 6 Action News weather forecast this morning. Thank you, Channel 6. I went to their website. Some sunshine will return a little bit later on this morning with a high around 80 degrees today. And then tomorrow, a refreshing change with dew points dropping from the upper 50s early in the morning to in the 40s and 50s. Thursday will be a beautiful day with sunny skies tomorrow and temperatures around 76 degrees. See, this is my kind of weather we're talking about right now. And then on TGI Friday, it will be a nice end to the work week with plenty of sunshine and a nice breeze, high about 75 degrees on Friday. But it's nice. It's nice. Nice, nice, nice weather. I cannot complain. I'm thankful for the day. Glad God woke us up this morning. It is 8:07 in the morning. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to jump right to our first newsmaker. I am so excited to be able to present to some and to introduce to others the amazing, the awesome Stacy Shields Esquire. Good morning.
Good morning, Farrah, and good morning to all of your listeners. How are you?
I am blessed by the best, just like you, and it is so awesome to see your face this morning.
It's awesome to be seen.
Yes, ma'am. I know that's right. I know that's right. Okay, let's jump right into it. I want to start by letting people know a little bit about your background and who Stacy Shields is. Like, are you a Philadelphian? Were you born and raised here? What college did you go to? Stuff like that.
Hey, let me see if I can get it in all quick. All right, first of all, I am from West Philly, born and raised.
Woo-woo, West Philly too.
That's right. Yeah. Overbrook High. I went to Overbrook High. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Cheney.
Okay.
After Cheney, I went over to Widener School. Well, it was called Delaware School, but then it switched to Widener when I went there. Mm-hmm. Widener School of Law in Delaware. Mm-hmm. Came out, started as a public defender. Worked with a couple firms, small firms. Mm-hmm. And then now, today, I am... Last 5 years, I've been on my own as Shields Law Group.
Woo woo.
Yes. You know, we focus on family law, all aspects, you know, whether it's states, whether it's divorces, whether it's guardianship, whatever you need when it comes to family, that's what we focus on. Mm-hmm. I said, in addition to that, I also do civil litigation and do a lot with small businesses who are trying to establish themselves. Mm. You know, I'm a community-based person. Mm-hmm. And I also, because after COVID, I started. When people needed me to come to their homes, yes. You know, I have put that, incorporated that in my business now, especially for my seasoned seniors, you know, they don't have to come out, I'll come to them.
Wow. That is special. That is special, Stacy. Making it through the pandemic, how was that for you? I mean, because law firms are essential businesses, right? It's not like you could stop working.
Well, you know what? Because I had a family law practice, mm-hmm. I said, I did more state work, unfortunately, for people who were passing away. And that made me understand even more why we need to talk about wills.
Yes.
because so many people died unexpectedly and people weren't ready for it and didn't know. And people don't realize Pennsylvania has the highest inheritance taxes, all right, in the country, or one of the highest, I shouldn't say the highest. And so if you don't put your stuff in order or you're unexpected, it's like, in our community, people think if you do a will, they're going to die. And I'm like, that's not what it's for. It's to keep your stuff in order, you know, because I see, when I go out and do wills, I see clients say, I want to be buried. And then they pass away and the family cremates them. Mm-hmm. And that's not honoring their wishes. Mm-hmm. You know, anything, you got to honor their wishes if that's what they want done. If they want this funeral home, let them have that funeral home. Mm-hmm. If she's a Christian and you're a Muslim, let her have her Christian, you know, going away service. Mm-hmm. So that's an area that we are so weak in our community. We won't do wills, but we'll do GoFundMe.
To take care
of the debt. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, but we got to really keep ourselves in order. Because even if you have a home, you can put someone else's name in trust on the home, which means you still have control. Mm-hmm. But if you just pass away and just leave the home, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, I say, do a will or you're going to have a bill.
Yep, absolutely.
And the bill is going to be in low. And we have to also get out of this thinking that we can keep this house in the family. You got to get it out of the deceased person's name. Mm-hmm, you have to. And if not, you got generations who come to me and five generations passed away. Now you have to open up a estate for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if I can say nothing else to your listeners, we need to look at wills and do it. I know churches have opened their doors saying people in their churches who do wills, people do that. I'm like, just get it done. Yes. It doesn't mean you're going to pass. Mm-hmm. Just means your stuff is in order. Mm-hmm.
But so now when it comes to a will, is it absolutely necessary to have an attorney do the will for you? Or can, well, like in the case of Aretha Franklin, what, she wrote something on a piece of paper and stuffed it in the cushions between a couch in her living room or wherever it was. And they've actually, the judge has allowed that to be her will.
As long as you do not, first of all, no, you do not need an attorney to do a will. You can write out a will on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. The key is it must be witnessed. And I don't mean notarized. I'm a notary. It does not mean it has to be notarized. It just means two people have to say, I saw Stacey Shields sign this. Mm-hmm. That's all we need in the state of Pennsylvania. I'm not going to say that for other states. So I'm just focusing on Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You just need two witnesses, period.
And those witnesses would have to sign on that piece of paper or wherever it is that the person wrote.
Mm-hmm. Right. They need to, after the person is finished, they need to be there so they can sign an sheet that's attached that says, I witnessed Stacey Shields signing this. Two witnesses. I mean, you can have more, but you know, you really need to just have two.
In my humble opinion, though, for me, I would be more comfortable knowing that I really got it right. I want an attorney to do my will. Like, I might jot down what I think I want my will to say and all that, but then I want to turn it over to somebody who's been to law school. That's just how I want to be comfortable that I got it right.
Theory, you're absolutely correct. I do what's called a will form, and I send it to my clients, drop it off at my clients, have them pick it up, in which they write down it. It gives them a guide. It doesn't mean they have to do everything I put down.
Yes.
It's a guide. Mm-hmm. And I say, look, do the guide.
Yes.
And then we meet and talk about it. And it's almost done when they do the guide, you know, because they have things they haven't thought about, they can think about now. And I said, and it's something that you're right. You're going to be, it's better with the attorney. Because I'm going to give you three reasons why. One, if your original will gets lost, most attorneys, or like myself at least, I always keep a copy. So I'm able to go into court and say, this was Stacey Shields' will. I kept the copy. I can tell you, assure you. So the courts will accept it.
Okay.
The second reason you want an attorney is if someone challenges it, then the attorney can say that usually the challenge is, I don't think they were competent. I don't think they were thinking straight. Or even more importantly, I have clients who sometimes want to leave someone out. And that becomes very tricky.
Yeah.
You know, because no one ever wants to believe that Stacey didn't want me in a will. Well,
right.
I didn't. Okay. So at least the lawyer can say, I sat down, and with me, because I have a will form, I'm like, well, here's the will form. For some reason, they didn't like you. But what I do with my clients to try to alleviate that, I have them write you a letter and I attach it to the will saying, dear Stacey, I love you, always will love you, but I left you out of the will. For whatever reason.
Wow.
I seal it. And then this way we can just go away nicely. Hopefully nicely. Yeah. Right. You know, and just the third reason is just for what you said, security. You know, it's just, it's a secure thing. If you got the lawyer, you know it's going to be done right. But you can always come with your own thoughts, your own ideas. There's no, people think there's a format. Yeah, lawyers, we do a format, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm. You really don't have to.
Stacey Shields Esquire is our guest this morning on the Allegheny West Radio Show. We're so glad to have her with us today. She's based in downtown Philadelphia. But if you've been listening since the very beginning of this interview, you heard her say she will come out to your home. If you are a seasoned citizen, she will come to you. She'll make it as easy as possible to get you the legal services that you need. Now, back on wills for a second, Stace. Video wills. Are video wills, can they be considered valid or not? Or what can a person do with a video will to make it legal?
They can, video wills are acceptable. Once again, we just need two witnesses there at the end, at the beginning, preferably at the end, to say, you know, hi, I was here at the end when Stacey Shields finished. My name is Joe Blow. My name is Joanne Blow, right? You know, and that just as long as we have witnesses, that's all that matters in the state of Pennsylvania. You don't even have to have a notary, Jess. But in that case, you could use a notary if you just did a video and had a notary notarize that, you know, they were there, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, my mom used to, for years, oh my God, she tried to prepare my sister and I mean, for over 20 years, my mom would say to us every time we would come over to visit with her, now, you're over there in that corner there in her bedroom. You see that box over there? All my paperwork is in there. My will is in there. All my pre-planning with the funeral home, the wood funeral home, everything is over there. And we would be like, oh, Mom, we don't want to hear that. We would almost literally put our hands to our ears. Mom, you're not going anywhere anytime soon. We don't want to hear it. But, I mean, she planted it in our heads. All my paperwork is over there in that corner in that little file cabinet thing that she had. And so, okay, when the time came and God called her home, sure enough, Stacy, there's many things that I've been proud of my mother for over the years. But I tell you, I was extremely proud of her for having her stuff in order, boy. We went to that little container and her stuff, her will, which came from the work that you and your former partner did. So I did get my mother's will done through your law services years ago. Her pre-planning for the wood funeral home, all her paperwork was there. It was there. So all I had to do was take it out of the box and start making some phone calls. But now, for what if people can't find a will? They know grandmom so-and-so had a will, but they don't know where it is. They can't find it. And she didn't have an attorney, so she didn't have it filed, a will copy down there with Stacey Shields or some other attorney. Then what do you do?
Then your person is now passed without a will. You know, if you can't find it, then there is no will. And then you're going to down the register of wills to say, mama died and she didn't have a will. And now it means that the fight begins.
So you do have to. Okay, so the very next step after a situation like this where someone has passed, they said they had a will, but we can't find it. We turned the house upside down. We can't find it. So then your next step is to go to the Register of Wills office or call them.
Right. Well, go down Register of Wills. They, during COVID, they made you have appointments. Now, you know, they have
back to normal.
Hours in like okay. 10 to 3 is the best time to go. You go down there with death certificate, with a check, right? But if there's no will and there's four siblings, all four of you need to go. And then you can decide then who's going to be in charge. All four of you can be in charge. One of you can be in charge. Two of you can be in charge. Anything, but you're all going to need to go down there. And another thing is when you go to register wills, if you do not have the same last name as the decedent, you need to bring your birth certificate. Because other than that, you're going to hold up the process. Okay. You know, we understand that. Mama might have been married to this person, had a different, you know, so forth. But you need to bring that, a certified birth certificate, not the short one, the long one. Okay. And if you don't have the long one, just go ahead, you know, just go ahead and order one now and have it ready.
Okay.
So you have to get on register wills with a death certificate. If you're different last names, we need your birth certificate. Or if you got married, you know, and you change, you know, your name, because we need to make sure the connections are there and nobody's stealing this. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And you have to pay based on what you're estimating. It doesn't have to be actual, what you're estimating the cost of the estate. So let me just keep it simple. You think the house might be worth $150, but maybe $110. Okay, just let's just give the low number for right now. We can fix it later, right? You have to go down, say the house is worth $110. They have in the bank about $10,000. This, it's probably going to be about $625. All right, and that's the open up. But everything that you put out your pocket, you get back from the estate, because the estate pays for themselves, for lack of better words, and everything. They pay for it, not you. So you might initially put it out, but you're going to get your money back.
Very interesting.
So let's just move on one other item. So if the house is in mama's name, somebody in the family can buy the house, but they have to buy it for the market value. You can't just say, oh, well, we're going to give it to you for a dollar, because it doesn't work that way. It's based on the market value.
Well, let me ask you this. So there's a property involved. Somebody has passed. They can't find the will. There are siblings, but because there's nothing in writing, and the house is paid for already. So the siblings or one of them would have to still buy the property?
No.
Okay.
The best thing would be to sell the property and divide the proceeds amongst. But if someone in the sibling says, hey, I want to keep it, they can buy it. But some people think they can't buy it. I said, you can buy it.
But it can't just be free. Why do you have to buy it if mom already paid the house off?
Because it's, unless the siblings say it's okay. But generally, people want their piece of the pie.
Everybody wants some money. Money.
Mom doesn't owe anything. The house, I'm just using round numbers, worth $100,000. I'm entitled to $25,000. I'm not just giving that to you, Thera.
Right.
Because I want my 25. Now, Joe Blow and the other siblings might say, I don't care. They'll give it to you. You know, I'm in a situation now where I have, you know, two siblings, right? She doesn't want anything. And the brother just wants his money. That's all. He said, they just give me my money. She doesn't want it. So we're forced to just sell it because she doesn't care. Now, I can guarantee you probably when we get it sold, she'll be back, get her 50%.
Oh, boy.
Now it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to money, death sometimes brings out the worst.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Does it ever? Does it ever, though?
Yeah.
So older I've gotten, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, which is why if you have the will and you have someone in charge that you trust.
Right.
And if you think your siblings are going to argue, we think, you know, your children are going to argue, just choose an independent person. No, me drawing up the will, I can't be your independent person because I'm drawing it up. I mean, I can, but a little conflict there. But you can choose a best friend who you know will do what you wanted him or her to do. You can choose somebody, you know, in your church who you love to death, and you say, would you mind? But ask them, you know, don't just throw it on them, because then they might not want to be in that fight. And that's going to be turned back over. You don't want the state to appoint somebody,
right?
You know, to give you an attorney who doesn't know anything about you and is now going to do things and get paid out of this state.
Right.
Out of the state.
Okay, so now let's talk about divorce for just a few minutes.
Okay.
Divorce law, you do that as well. You help people to you know, close out a marriage when things haven't worked out well. I know that there are times when people can have divorces and it can be non-contentious and everybody can be respectful and agreeable and let's just split things up, or either I don't want this, you have that, and everything is copacetic and fine. I know those are probably the best case scenarios that you and other lawyers would rather have to deal with than when it gets nasty. And there's, you know, before I got my first divorce, I thought that... oh, God, if you get a divorce, you have to go to court and you're going to be in front of a judge. And it's just going to be, whether it's contentious or not. I just, in my head, I thought you were going to be in a courtroom setting. And after having you as my attorney, what I found is that it doesn't have to be that way if it's not nasty.
Well, even here's the thing. People don't realize it's not only costly. It takes a long time to get in court for a divorce when you two can't agree. I am one that believes that at one time we loved each other. We cherished each other, you know. So now, why am I your enemy?
Right.
Why are you my enemy?
Right.
I'm like, you know, we made love to each other. Now I hate you. And it's going to cost you to hate somebody. And you would be, and in Philadelphia, our court system moves very slow because we don't have a lot of people in the divorce unit, right? You know, Montgomery County moves a little faster. Delaware County does move fast, you know. So if you're here in Philly, it's going to be long. And during the time, you know, you got attorneys billing you out for, you know, $350, $450 an hour. What do they care? They're just taking your money and everything. So the thing is, I believe, you know, in arbitration, I'm an arbitrator, you know, I'm a certified mediator. I'm like, you can bring your lawyer.
Yes.
Come on, let's the four of us sit down and let this be as painless and make it. I mean, it's not that I don't want to make any money,
yeah,
but I don't want to make any money over your pain. At the end of the day, I got more money out of this divorce than you. Mm-hmm. It's always easier to come to the table and understand this. Neither one of us are getting up happy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how it happens. If you two can work out things before you get there, yeah, just say it's going to be this, that, and the yeah other, then it's less expensive. We can move it. Mm-hmm. I know these times when it's emotions in, I just think that we need to put you on layaway. We don't need to proceed with your divorce. Let's get these emotions out.
Yeah.
Or you go cuss him out, let him cuss you back out, and then we can move on.
Oh, God. And then when children are involved, I can't even imagine how much more tangled up things can get. And, you know,
and we forget that it should always be in the best interest. I'm from a divorced household, you know, mm-hmm, and I saw how it was with my mom and, you know, my dad. Mm-hmm. And I was young and I was like, I didn't understand because, you know, he can't come in the house to pick you up. He can't, you know, and mm-hmm didn't understand as a child, you don't understand mm-hmm it. And then right what happens is sometimes children pick up on this so
sure
much
do
that then they start leaning to only liking one parent, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and forgetting you're blessed to have two. You yeah need to interact with these two.
Yeah.
And that's why within custody cases, the same thing. I'm like, it's the child. It's the child. It's not about you.
Yes.
Like even with child support,
mm-hmm,
it's the child's money. Mm-hmm. It is not your money for you to buy something. It is the child's money. Mm-hmm. Use it on the child. Don't let the child say, I need something
right
when you're getting child support.
Right, right. Got it. Stacey Shields Esquire, she's our guest today, mm-hmm, and she is based in Philadelphia. You want to give your website so that whatever we don't cover right now, folks can peek in on your website and take a look, and you want to put out a phone number where people can reach you because people always need an attorney.
I like phone numbers because I want to talk to you.
Yes.
Okay. I know you can go on the internet and find everything you want, but I like to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I just call me old school.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk. That typing doesn't always work for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So my office number is 267-636-5841. That's 267-636-5841. My office, of course, is at 1845 Walnut Street in Philadelphia, PA 19103. That's right downtown across the street from Rittenhouse. But like I said, my seasoned saints, if you need me to come to you, I might even consider you a little less than seasoned saint.
Mm-hmm.
But you young people got to come.
Mm-hmm.
You can get around.
That phone number for Stacey Shields Law Group, that's 267-636-5841. I'm going to say it again, 267-636-5841. She is at 1845 Walnut Street, downtown Philadelphia. I want to go back a little bit. You talked about you graduated from CU, Cheney
Absolutely.
University.
Is it another school?
I'm so proud of Cheney University because they were our country's first African-American college for us, all about us. And so I never take Cheney lightly. I'm so proud of the history of Cheney University and for you to be one of the graduates. I know that you are a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then Absolutely. There's organizations like the Black Women's Law Group or the Barristers and all those kind of organizations. Are those organizations helpful? Now I want to talk to individuals who may be in law school right now or contemplating going to law school. Is it important that once you get into law school and once you make it through law school and graduate, praise the Lord, that you plug into organizations like the Barristers and some of the other groups that are out here to, I don't know, help craft your skills and network?
I think that's important, but I think number one, you really need to get an attorney who's been out there for years.
Mm-hmm.
Not to take away the attorney's been out for 2 years, but when I say you need that person too, but just because we have made the mistakes already, mm-hmm, we have already found what works mm-hmm and what doesn't work. And then you can go into that and make that your craft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I graduated, of course, everybody wanted to go big firm, I'm sorry. But that doesn't have to happen now. But I'm not saying jumping out and opening your own practice means people are going to come running to you either.
Yes.
I mean, it's nice that you're likable,
mm-hmm,
but people want to hear. But the thing is right now is for someone coming out, I tell them definitely join all those organizations, even for you, like, you know, you might, you know, sorority, AKA sister,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
so no matter what, go to the organization. Somebody's going to be there to help you, you know, the barristers, somebody's
yes
going to be here to help you. And I said, but don't be afraid to reach out to, you know, your older attorneys and say, listen, I'm just coming out. What would you suggest? I realized that their internet, their web, you know, and we didn't have that when we started, but we had to get into it. Everybody has to get
right, found. Right, right.
Believe me, we all have to learn this.
Yes.
So the thing is that they can't sit on, like I always proctor the law school exam every year and I see who's taking exams and I see like they take their law school exam with computers.
Mm-hmm.
I went in and we were, you know, long handwriting.
Yes.
Yes. I said, wow.
Wow.
I said, look at the same 3-hour exam. Yeah, you have to bring your computer in and type up all the answers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, this is different than what I'm used to. So the thing is, what I would say to anybody coming up, first of all, we do need more Black attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough.
Wow.
I said, and we need to really think about, I'm a firm believer in take care of people who you really care about. I understand it's money and being a lawyer, but you go a lot further if you would just take care of the people, the passion that you have, not the, I want to make $300,000 a year. Mm-hmm. That's fine if you want to, but it's nothing like knowing, getting up and knowing that your client's satisfied.
Yeah.
It's nothing like, I always tell this to people that I can go on the shop right and don't worry about going to aisle 5 and someone saying something nasty. It's always somebody saying nice, I remember you. I'm like, hey, thanks, you know, right? It's nice being in the community knowing the people like you.
Wow. I'm just getting breaking news coming in, and it seems that they have now captured the gentleman, the murderer. Yeah, they have captured him. And
really?
So if you don't mind my asking you, and if you have to say no, tell me no. But what happens next now that they've captured him? He gets more charges, right?
Yes, he does. But they're going to change this whole pattern of someone coming in, because when he was found guilty and sentenced to life, he should have never been put in with the regular people. He should have been segregated immediately because he has nothing to lose now. He has nothing to lose. He should have been brought in, put in segregation, and stayed there until he was sent upstate. So to just bring him out to Chester County and amongst the friends to say goodbye, that was a big mistake. I can't believe they got him.
Yeah, well, it's taken long enough. And even as I was driving into work this morning and listening to some other stations, people were calling in, cracking jokes like against the police force saying, oh, you found his shoes. What do you mean you found his shoes? Where is he at? And you know, really giving law enforcement officials a real hard time for the fact that he was out here for 14 days. But yeah, escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante has been taken into custody, and he is alive. That from Pennsylvania State Police. I'll give details to our listening audience a little bit later on. But so, yeah, he's facing some more serious charges at this point.
But he was already serving life. So what?
Yeah.
What we give?
Yeah. What else can happen? Right. Well, you know, we want to just thank you for being with us this morning. It's 8:32, and I know that you have a busy day ahead as an attorney because you're always up in court. And I just appreciate you giving us time this morning. And we really are prayerful that your schedule will allow you to do maybe a once a month pop in on the show to talk about some legal issues.
I thank you for having me.
Awesome.
I thank you for your listeners listening. Awesome. Whatever you need, I'm here. If it's for your community, I'm there.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it. Before we go, one more thing, and don't laugh at me, but years ago, I used to think, well, I'm not a criminal. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to do anything illegal, so I don't need an attorney. What do I need an attorney for? No, that was before I got married, and then, unfortunately, wasn't happy with the marriage and got divorced. But I guess there are other people out there crazy like me who think, oh, I don't need an attorney. Now that I'm a mature woman, I understand you better have an attorney. You need an attorney in your life to be there for things like the planning, the pre-planning, financial planning, your money, everything. You need an attorney.
There is like old school word, layaway. You need to have somebody on layaway because you never know when you got to pull me out.
I know that's right. And I'm holding on to you. I'm holding on to Stacey Shields, Esquire. Thank you for being with us this morning on the program. Have an awesome, amazing day ahead. And we'll be reaching back out in about 30 days to get you back.
Thank you, Vera. Thank you, listeners. Have a great one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That's Stacey Shields. Don't forget the name. Her number is 267-636-5841. That's 267-636-5841. And she's located at 1845 Walnut Street. Let me just say something about Stacey. Every time I've ever called this lady about legal stuff, within a half an hour to maybe an hour, she calls me back. And she may text me back and say, listen, I'm busy and I'm in court until, but she communicates and she'll let me know. And then I've had friends who have had various legal issues. The first person I always think about is Stacey Shields. I say, start with Stacey Shields. And if she doesn't handle the kind of law that you need, then she's going to, you know, recommend somebody else. And every time I have recommended one of my friends or one of my daughter's friends or somebody that I know who needs some legal services, and I say Stacey Shields' name, my friends call me back and say, yep, your attorney called me back. She got with me. She did this. She did that. And we appreciate that. And that's the kind of people that I like to keep in my life. And of course, I pray I never have any legal issues that are criminal. Good God, I don't want to be involved with nothing trouble. I don't want to be in no trouble. But things do happen in life around wills and other kinds of family issues and estate and civil litigations. Ooh, I didn't talk to her about civil litigations. That's what I'll talk to her about next time because I don't know what that is. But anyway, Stacey Shields, she is all that. Stacey Shields Law Group in Philadelphia. We love her. And for full transparency's sake, let me just say, Stacey Shields Esquire is a member of the board of directors of the Allegheny West Foundation. But I'm proud. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her and her achievements. I'm proud of how she has grown over the years. I'm proud of the work she does. And yes, I would stake my name and my reputation on Stacey Shields. Stacey Shields don't play. When she comes on board, signs on to be your attorney, know that you've got great representation. It is now 8:36 in the morning. You're listening to the Allegheny West Radio Show. And I know the state police and all other law enforcement officials that have been a part of this situation with Cavalcanti are joyful that they have captured him now. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcanti has been taken into custody and he is alive. He's been on the run since he broke out of the Chester County prison on August the 31st. He hung in there quite a while. What do we know? What do we know? What do we know? It's been more than 24 hours since the strongest lead yet emerged in the search for escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcanti. For nearly 2 weeks, the armed prisoner has evaded capture, possibly enduring driving rains overnight. We're just glad that he has now been captured. Heavily armed police descended on the South Coventry Township area, closing roads and telling residents to lock their doors, windows, cars, and outbuildings. Video showed armed crews and tactical gear walking through fields, forests, and backyards looking for Cavalcanti. And state police say the convict was last spotted at around 8 p.m. on Monday when a motorist saw a man crouched along the wood line on the south side of the Fairview Road west of Route 100 in East Nant Mill Township. She turned around to get another look, police say, but by that time, the man was gone. Troopers and a Border Patrol tactical team responded to the scene and found footprints in the mud identical to the prison shoes that Cavalcanti was wearing, authorities have said. Police tracked the footprints and found both of the prison shoes had been discarded. Police say another resident in the immediate area reported a pair of work boots had been stolen from the porch of her home. And we're just glad that at this point he has been captured and there is going to be a press conference announcing details of the capture of Cavalcanti. That's scheduled for 9:30 this morning. And so you'll hear more. Those of you who want to know more about the story, if you check out the local news and you'll see what is going on. I am glad that the man has been captured. My heart went out to all the families who were, sitting on the edge of their seats. Schools were classes canceled. I guess kids were doing homeschooling or whatever. It was just a bad time for everybody. Just very uncomfortable. I would have been scared to death if I lived in the area, and particularly by myself. I'm living by myself, and there's a criminal out on the loose, and everybody's looking for him. But that had to be very, very unsettling. So
I lived near him.
And you lived near him.
I lived about 20 minutes away from the prison, and it was a three-hour walk, but mm-hmm. still, like, just thinking about where this guy mm-hmm. would show mm-hmm. up, like, you never knew.
Yeah, yeah. Even as I watched the news over these last 14 days that he's been out there on the loose, and some of the people that were interviewed on television newscasts, they were like, well, I still do my walk every day. I'm like, I'd be canceling everything. No walking for me. I would have been scared. But anyway, that is some good news on this morning to be able to share. We're happy that that's been dealt with. We'll be talking very shortly with Dr. Shalana Dash, the COO of Self, Inc. They're opening a new service center for homeless teens today, and we'll get the inside story on that effort in just a little bit. Real quick, let's take a break. We'll share a couple of special commercial announcements, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
And we're back. Looking at the clock, it is 8:40 in the morning, and in just a matter of minutes, we're going to be talking with our next guest. But meanwhile, I get to share with you information about North 22nd Street. That's my heartbeat, North 22nd Street. We've got something for everyone, so come shop till you drop along the North 22nd Street Business Corridor, which runs from 22nd and West Allegheny Avenue down to 22nd and West Lehigh Avenue. On that five-block radius, we have five women's boutiques with clothing, jewelry, handbags, hats, and other accessories. We've got two Precious Babies Learning Academies, Captivating Kids Child Care Center, along with three other child care businesses for our babies and toddlers. We have a dedicated senior medical center. We've got a dentist office. We've got Eric Holt Optical with an optometrist on site. We've got Patriot Pharmacy, Just Here Pharmacy Plus. We've got two national chain pharmacies along our corridor. We have a Family Dollar, Dave's Meats, which has been in business for over 50 years. We've got Pacific Seafood. We've got Sutton Electronics, Salon Brilliance, Jazzy Shears, Major Cuts, Hair Connections, and five other beauty salons or barbershops that folks enjoy along North 22nd Street. North 22nd Street has four hair and beauty supply stores and Farber's Hardware Store. Now, let's talk about the food. OMG. On North 22nd Street, we have Umi D's Burger Bistro. We have D's Jamaican and Soul Food Restaurant. We've got a Crown Chicken. We've got a China Hut, McDonald's, and several other eateries as well, including Dolly's Soul Food Restaurant. Now in the spot where Saudi Ashuler's Country Cooking used to be on North 22nd Street. We got Dolly's Soul Food. Yep, and it's good. We have a Metro PCS on North 22nd Street, a check cashing agency. We've got Benjamin Jewelers, Fresh Prince, Inc. And Fresh Prince, Inc., I want you to know, they create made-to-order T-shirts, uniforms for sports teams, family reunion items, engraving, and much more. We got it going on North 22nd Street. Come shop along our business corridor from 22nd and West Allegheny down to 22nd and West Lehigh Avenue. You will be so glad that you did. I love me some North 22nd Street. Now, let me just tell you this. New Journey Christian Center, they're going to host a fall festival on this coming Saturday, September the 23rd. Next Saturday, I mean. That will be 12 noon to 5 p.m. at 1001 East Shelton Avenue. They will have food and vendors, youth activities, and fun. And for more information, you can call 267-440-7499. And then Pennsylvania State Senator Art Haywood and Pennsylvania State Representative Darisha Parker, guess what they're doing? They are co-hosting a hiring resource fair. That's going to be Wednesday, September the 27th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lonnie Young Recreation Center. That's at 1100 East Shelton Avenue. You'll be able to apply for SNAP. There will be employment opportunities and healthcare benefits that you can apply for as well. SNAP is the food stamp program. And so anyway, Pennsylvania State Senator Art Hayward and Pennsylvania State Rep. Darisha Parker marked that date Wednesday, September the 27th on your calendar, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lonnie Young Recreation Center. Got it going on. It's going to be a hiring resource fair. That's what's up. And we wanted to share that information with you this morning on WWDB. We're going to square up our guest in just a moment. We want to talk with a doctor from the Self Inc. Incorporated organization, Dr. Sherlana Dash. She is the COO of Self Inc., and they're having a big event at 12 noon today downtown at their headquarters for Self Inc., and they're going to be unveiling a new program that's targeting homeless teenagers. Homeless teenagers, and so I can't wait to hear more about that. We're not having a food giveaway today, folks. No food giveaway today for Allegheny West Foundation. Our next food giveaway will be on next Wednesday, September the 20th. However, we did want to take our hats off to the Prince Hall Masons on North Broad Street, 4301 North Broad, this past Saturday. They had a wonderful family day and children's health fair on the grounds of the Prince Hall Masons on Broad Street. And we had a food giveaway on that day last Saturday. And it was co-sponsored by ForTheSeniors.com. ForTheSeniors.com. Woo-woo! Three cheers for ForTheSeniors.com for supporting what we do at the Allegheny West Foundation. So, okay. All right. So my producer has been trying to link up with our guest. I'm prayerful. She will join us in a moment because the time runs by so quickly. And we'll look up. We'll be saying bye-bye at a few minutes before 9 o'clock this morning. So prayerfully, Dr. Dash will be able to connect with us on the phone. We're looking forward to having her on Zoom with us so you can see her and hear her as well. We also want you to know that the City of Philadelphia Department of Commerce, they have their annual Med Week, Minority Enterprise Development Week, Med Week. That's what Med Week stands for. That's coming up. It's October the 2nd through October the 6th. And they've got 40-some different workshops or seminars that they're offering over that time period between October the 2nd and October the 6th. Some of the events will be virtual events. Some of the events will be in-person events. And so I am encouraging you to go to the City of Philadelphia official website and then type in Commerce Department. And from there, you will find the Med Week agenda and the various programs that one can, you know, sign up for or attend or participate in. And almost all of the Med Week events, in fact, I think all of the Med Week events are free, with the exception of the awards luncheon that they do at the conclusion of Med Week every year. That is a ticketed event. But all of the other Med Week events, to the very best of my knowledge, are no charge. Just participation and your time is what it costs, your time to be there, okay? So we encourage small business owners, entrepreneurs, people who are dreaming about being in business. You say you want to be in business, then you need to learn about what the City of Philadelphia Department of Commerce has to offer. And the best way to plug in is by participating in Med Week, Med Week 2023. It's October the 2nd through October the 6th. And keep listening. Next week, we'll tell you more about what Med Week has to offer. And we're going to get somebody else from the Commerce Department to join us on the radio to tell us even more. Now I understand that my guest is standing by, ready to go, Dr. Sherlana Dash, the COO of Self Inc. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I am well, Dr. Dash. Thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate you so very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that yellow is just wonderful and bright and cheerful. That's what we need this morning because it's so cloudy outside. Now, tell our listening audience a little bit about Self Inc. before we talk about this wonderful new program that you all are going to unveil today at 12 noon.
Great. Thank you so much. Self Incorporated is the largest provider of emergency housing services in the City of Philadelphia. We were founded over 40 years ago by Dr. Sylvester Otley. And we were founded originally to help those who specifically were dealing with addictions and substance abuse disorders, who also were in the homeless population. Since that time, we have grown. We now have 7 shelters, 36 scattered housing sites, and we have some upcoming and new programming for youth in this city who are experiencing homelessness and housing insecurity. So Self Inc. has been around a long time, And our board chair is the great Reverend Dr. Wilson Good Sr.
Yes.
Champion of many causes, but this has been a cause that he's championed since before he even became elected mayor. As managing director, he took on the cause of homeless issues in the city of Philadelphia. And that's who we are. We've been around a long time.
That's amazing. The work you all have done has been great, so great. And in past years, when I worked at another radio station, we used to do Unity Day. I'm not going to say the radio call letters on the air out of respect to the station where I am today, WWDBAM. But the other station where I worked 26 years of my life, we used to do this event called Unity Weekend every summer. And it was always huge. I was in charge of the Philadelphia Anti-Drug Pavilion is what we called it. And we would have 100 different anti-drug groups or anti-violence groups under that pavilion. And let me just tell you, Dr. Dash, that that Self Inc. was there every year that I was in charge of putting that tent together, that pavilion together, where we had a huge tent. And we'd had 100 tables under there. Each table had a representation from a different organization in the city that was fighting drug addiction and drug abuse and or the violence. And Self was always there with me.
Yes, Self is indeed a champion of the cause to help those dealing with substance abuse disorder and homelessness. Again, that was Dr. Otley's original vision, and it expanded and it grew. And we currently serve women, we serve men, we serve the LGBTQ plus QIA population. We serve anyone in need dealing with housing security, those in need of shelter and a safe place. So the mission and vision of Self is to inspire, to motivate and inspire and empower those in need. And that mission is one that through the decades has transcended and is transformed, but it remains the same. It transformed in the populations we serve. And we're looking for ways to broaden our horizons and open the door to serve more. So again, we're looking to serve as young people. We see that we're finding that there's a growing number of youth in age brackets 18 to 24 experiencing housing insecurity. We think couch surfing is just couch surfing and hanging out, but the reality is there are many young people who have no place to go. We look and we understand there's a correlation between that and the violence and other things happening in the street. So we want to be a part of that cause. And Self recently was awarded funding to open a youth transitional housing program.
Well, that is so exciting, and we do know it's needed. When you walk around and look at different areas of our city, sometimes in Center City too, we'll see young people. I will see young people that clearly look like they're living on the streets, and my heart just always goes out to them, and you wonder, well, where can they go? Where can they get some assistance? So I am just glad today that Self Inc. is able to step up and take things to the next level for teenagers who don't have anywhere to go.
Thank you. And that's something that's very near and dear to my heart. I was a civil servant for years working within the Department of Human Services. And I see that young people are provided services, but at some point, stabilizing our young people is something that we all as a community must get involved in.
Yes.
And Self heeded the call. So we began working months ago with actual youth participants who are in our shelters. So rather than just go and create a program, we decided, why not talk to those who are impacted the most? Why not talk to them about what their need is and how they need to be supported? So we sat down at the table, and for 6 months, we sat down with the Youth Advisory Board of young people dealing with housing insecurity and developed a program that will be life-changing. This program will be life-changing. It's not business as usual, but we made sure that the program we developed dealt with education. We made sure the program we developed dealt with job security, because that's the major factor in those struggling with homelessness. We made sure that it was connected to behavioral health services. And we made sure, most importantly, that we had a team that cared. And one of the great things we did for those that sat down at the table and developed the program, we also are employing them. So the people that actually wrote the program, who are participants in the program, as well as staff people that developed it, they're going to be the ones employed to actually run the program. Who better than those that sat down and developed the founding principles of this program than those who developed it? So they're going to be the ones that help run this program. And this program is near and dear to my heart. And this program is Ms. Barbara's house.
And Miss Barbara's house actually is named after my mother, Miss Barbara. I'm one of eight that grew up in the heart of North Philly. Mm-hmm. And my mother raised eight children by herself. And to look at the strides of what she did, not only did she raise us, but my mother fed everybody in the community.
Yeah.
Everybody knew Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara fed everybody. Mm-hmm. So when we looked and we talked about a name, the name is relevant because Miss Barbara was community agent. And that's what we desire to be, a community agent helping to transform the lives of young people in the city of Philadelphia. So this is the first house, the first step, but we have plans and dreams to develop a whole youth services department to help young people, because the reality is we can help empower them now.
Yep.
We'll keep them from entering as later adults that cycle of homelessness and staying in our shelter system.
Yes.
So it's a whole plan in mind. And people say, well, why young people? Why not?
They're the future. We got to get them together.
If we get them now, and that's the point, we've even talked with some of the local unions about pre-apprenticeship programs, and we're trying to establish these things now, because if we get them now and stabilize them now, then we help deter them from entering that cycle of homelessness, which often sometimes correlates to criminality and violence, because young people are very impressionable.
Yeah.
People act like they're not, but they are.
Yeah.
So if I don't have anywhere to lay my head or a stable or safe place, I'm more apt to go out into the street and connect to anyone into anything. This is why this is important.
I am excited for what Self Inc. is doing, and I'm going to do my best to try to get there for the press event at 12 noon today. But I thank you so much, Dr. Dash, for being with us right now, and I'm going to definitely reach back out to you. This is a story that needs to be told far and wide, and I want to thank your public affairs person, Director Sharon Flanagan, for reaching out to me and letting me know about this event. She's a dear friend of mine in the journalism world, and so we will definitely stay connected at the hip so that we can keep telling the positive stories of what Self Inc. is doing.
I thank you so much for the opportunity just to be here, and we encourage everyone. The one thing I say in closing for me is it's all of our issue. I said yesterday to people that this is something that impacts all of our society. We look at the state of our young people, and people often complain. But the question becomes, what are you personally doing? What are you doing to help make a difference?
Right.
Everybody may not have the capability or capacity, but if it's mentoring a young person, if it's taking a young person under your wings, if it's directing them, if you're not sure of where to direct them to Self Inc., direct them to the Office of Homeless Services, offer them the support they need. We literally yesterday had a commitment that we had people to look at and sign. And the commitment really said, I will stand up for youth. How? Mm. Yeah. And the commitment, we ask people to write down three or four things that you would commit to do. Mm-hmm. And the commitment is not just to self. As a human being in our society, what are you committing to do to help our young people?
Right.
And so I charge everyone who hears my voice, make a commitment, a personal commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we walk by the street, you said you see young people on the street. We see men and women on the street. What is your personal commitment to make a difference? Because we have to be the difference we see. So I charge everybody to make a commitment to help somebody in need. And you'll see the world does change that way. Thank you so much.
Oh, Dr. Dash, COO of Self Inc., thank you for joining me today. And I look forward to meeting you in person real soon.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a
Take
great day.
Care. Bye-bye. You have a great day as well. That just about wraps it up for us and this edition of the Allegheny West Radio Show, brought to you by the Allegheny West Foundation, working every day to lift up our community and to strengthen small businesses in our part of North Philadelphia. Stacey Shields Esquire, thanks for joining us this morning. Let me give out that attorney's phone number again. She does family law, estates, divorces, civil litigation, and more. Her number is 267-636-5844. 41. If you want a great attorney, Stacey Shields Esquire, that's who you need to call. Have a great day, everybody. Remember that life is fragile. Handle it with prayer. Bye-bye.